It's the end of the year, and we're giving out some cheese. This is the perfect pour.
It is the perfect pour. It's a crappier show. It's a show for talks about what beer geeks talk about.
Nerds.
I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
Oh man, the final show of 2017 as we glide into 2018 and craft beer. We're gonna talk about beers to look out for, beers we were drinking in the past week, some beer news, and this week's show is the pours. We're gonna give out some awards for 2017. We're also going to drink
a beer.
I love gold.
Oh yeah, that's a new beer. You're new to the show. That's a new beer getting opened up.
It's malty.
Uh oh. That means East Coast.
Does it now?
Or from Portland?
From Ithaca.
Ithaca, New York. That must be a big dog, XL Perro beer, donated beer.
Nueva York.
Look for XL Perro.
I like how I say malty and the brother fills up his whole taster glass. He's like, oh, that's for me.
Malty?
But I use my taster, not my big glass.
Yeah, but usually you go halfway on a taster glass. It's kind of full.
I'm thirsty.
Thirsty. Pacific Gravity, double IPA from Ithaca Brewing. Did you guys see the percentage?
No.
One more percentage game before we go to 2018. Maybe we'll never do the percentage game again.
What will not return in 2018?
Who knows? It might not. if I can find it, maybe I can play too. Now I can't even find it. Hell, I'll play. I can't find it. All right.
I'm going to guess 8.2.
Wow. Ooh, I better taste this then. That is malty.
Oh, that's East Coast.
You know, dude, that's a pretty malty beer. You know, dude.
I'm going to say 7.9.
Wow. I'm going to underdo both of you and go 7.
It's double.
Oh, it's a double. 7.2.
Oh, 7.2 then. Shit.
I can untap it.
You're going to have to untap it, dude.
They untap it, bro.
They didn't put it in.
Pacific.
Pacific Graffiti.
Graffiti.
Graffiti. Graffiti. Do, 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 do. Untap music.
And I'm the winner.
Oh, really?
Or is he just making that up?
Yeah. Yep, I won.
Guess what? I won.
8.5%.
Oh!
Wow.
Heavy, dude.
It seems that this past year, when people say double IPA, they've been in the lower 8 range. Usually somebody would be like, it's a double IPA, 9.8. It's a 9.8, double IPA. It's usually what they were. So now people are doing the 8%ers and those are a little bit more appealing because normally I drink an IPA that's 7.5%. So when it's 8, you're like, man, I could do that.
You're like, oh, yeah, I can bump it up.
Yeah. 0.5% is all right.
All right. So we're going to have some awards here.
Oh.
The pours. And normally we'd just do it right now, but kind of thinking maybe we should wait because we don't want to step on the voicemailers so much. If we do them all and then the voicemailers come in with theirs, it just wouldn't feel right. So we're gonna do that in a little bit. Like after the voicemails, we're gonna sort of tie up the loose ends from the voicemails with our picks and then some more picks we got from our Facebook group and from Twitter. Listeners gave us their picks for various things.
Various reasons.
You know, beer of the year, brewery. Everyone knows the style of the year. There's no mystery around. Belgians. All Belgians, all year. Belgian variants.
All those Belgians.
Barrel-aged Belgians.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's coming. Don't
waffle,
leave.
Waffle Belgians. When are waffle Belgian beers going to be?
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Coming up on episode 232 of the Perfect Pour Podcast, the Pour Awards. But for now.
What do you guys, have anything pours related going on in the craft beer scene?
No. I found my first example of a network television shower beer.
Oh, nice.
There was a TV show called Speechless. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
No.
It's about a kid who uses a laser pointer to communicate.
Okay.
And it's mostly comedy, I guess, but kind of serious too sometimes. But anyways, the dad was getting ready to do this epic shower. Like, he finally epic kicked shower. All the kids. I know this sounds weird already. I'm sorry.
He
waited until everybody had left the house so he could have a whole shower to himself, basically.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And as soon as he gets in the shower, you see the neck of a brown bottle sticking up out of the shower caddy. Like, I was like, wait, that's a freaking shower
beer. He's having a shower beer. Yo, honey, get in here.
Get in here.
This guy's having a shower beer. That's great, dear. Yeah,
it is. You're watching dudes take a shower.
He's got a beer. Makes it cool.
So that means 2018 shower beers are over.
But you could, now that's made the network television. Mm. Couldn't tell what beer it was, though, huh?
No. I was afraid.
We never did really completely find out what that beer was. That
the Nick Offerman, Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec beer.
Thanks, listeners.
A mystery that will never be solved from 2017.
Although now we know his brother is a brewer. Maybe it was one of his beers.
I didn't know that. Did we talk about this?
Apparently we've talked about this twice.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I remember. Totally remember. I'm always paying attention.
Because I was like, hey, I just found this out. And Matt's like, yeah, we talked about
it. Yeah, we already talked about it. And now I'm like, for the third time, going, oh,
what?
This sounds like cool news.
Tell me more.
Now I'm vaguely remembering it. Hazy beer remembering.
Just power of suggestion.
Hazy
beer. Oh, no. I'm totally remembering. Other stuff, Nick?
Nope.
All right. Let's keep it going.
All about the pourries.
Keep all the show clean. Just like I like. Not malty. Clean show. Matt, do you have other things other than the pours?
So nice. Oscar Blues announced that they're doing not necessarily a label refresh. Well, Mamo's Little Yellow Pills is getting a label refresh, but the packaging, the cardboard boxes that everything comes in, is getting a design refresh for 2018. So for those of us in town, when you're walking by, it might catch your eye and just know that it's Freshies.
Nice. That is the best thing about label refreshes.
Mm-hmm. Makes you want to buy it.
You know what's fresh and what isn't. Mm-hmm. Like, nope, that one's old.
Will they change Dale's Pale?
No, that looked exactly the same.
Oh, see, they are thinking like you, Nick. They're like, can we do this, the Dale's Pale?
But the boxes were like extremely plain, and there was it was just the logo, the same logo on the can was on the box. It was like not actual size, basically. So you walk by,
that would
like,
be awesome.
You're like, look at that logo.
They're all, look at this. Don't be distracted by other things.
So fresh and so clean.
I know Oscar Blues dates their cans, but I don't know if they date the boxes. I think the same thing goes for 21st Amendment. I think they only date the cans. So if that's still the case, then you just look for new boxes.
Yeah. Suckers, now we know. Mm-hmm. What beers to ignore? A box.
Yep. So, we're past Christmas. Did you guys get any Christmas beers? Was anybody brave enough to buy you the beer nerd, the token beer nerd in your family?
Actually, no.
Did anybody dare?
I did. Bruce Rebecca and I bought for my brother-in-law, a beer that had like his name in it.
Nice.
It was like,
oh, so you're the giver, though.
Yeah.
Not the receiver.
Right.
You give it. I did get two.
It was like,
oh,
a,
my God.
It was a New Orleans Abita.
Yeah.
It was a.
Your brother's name's Turbo Dog? No.
What's up, Turbo Dog? Hey, Turbo. I know a Turbo in town.
Turbo Dog.
What beer was it? It was Andy Gator, maybe.
Andy Gator.
Yeah, his name's Andy. Says Andy. I'm like, I have a beer with his name in it. He'll love it.
He's gonna love it.
I'm a great Christmas buyer.
Until next Thanksgiving, when you go to his house and you're like, "Hey, you got any beers?"
Yeah,
and he pulls it. He dusts it off. It's not even like, cold. Yeah. He's like, "Yeah, we can put this in the freezer real quick."
He might, because it's an IPA, and he's not a big IPA guy.
Oh man,
he lives in Portland, and he goes.
What did you just say?
He goes to all the breweries, but like he's not an IPA guy, which is kind
of that part of the driver's ed test. Like they hand you an IPA and tell you to like this. And
yeah, well, in Portland, they're not really IPAs. They're like malt. They're like lagers. So they
like this specific Unity.
Yeah,
what is this? Gravity.
Yeah.
Unity.
Very much like that.
Damn it. How does Oregon not like IPAs yet? How is Oregon not taken over in the hazy category?
They like IPAs. They just don't know how to make them.
How have they not overshadowed everybody in the hazy category? That seems like their jam.
You would think so, huh? I don't think it's got... What's funny about this whole... we're just like every new beer that comes out is hazy, but I don't think that's across the board around the country. It doesn't seem like. It seems like it's just getting like. It feels like
California.
California is the center of New England IPAs.
And Vermont.
Yep, Vermont IPAs. We're the center. If you want them, come to Fresno. Come to California.
Do we have an Oregon rep? That's a question for me,
actually. Oh, yeah. So we've kind of been lagging on that, or I guess maybe the listeners have been lagging on. We haven't any new reps. We would like, if you're a listener in your area across the country, we would like to call you our rep for that town you're in. If you're a Perfect Pour listener, you're a Perfect Pour rep. We're not going to pay you anything.
Oh, no.
But we'll mention your... social media handle. That's our big give. We'll mention your social media handle.
What I'm hoping, and this is not part of the job requirement, but I'm hoping our state's representatives can give us an update on what the state of the state.
That's when the State of the Union address comes, which I think is like late January or February.
Like what's happening?
We'll have to do the state of our reps.
And just tell us what style, like, it's, just keep it simple. What style's happening? What brewery's happening?
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I just wrote in Niche, just because I think that's the only one we know from
Oregon. Yeah, we'll just make her. Niche, you're going to have to, you're up as a Portland.
If she's up for it, but if somebody else is up for it,
mm-hmm.
feel free to let us know, including Niche.
Podcast
if she wants to be it, she's welcome to.
Yes. Please, you're more than welcome.
Niche, it's open. The only rule is there are no rules. I just think it'd be funny to figure out what is happening from somebody that's actually living there. Like Colin and Janine have done a pretty cool job of letting us know.
Mm-hmm. That's what we like, anyway. From our reps.
Obviously, for Florida
your
Steve.
Your duties are directing Perfect Pour listeners that come to your town, like not knowing where to go. You direct them to the proper places to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Another one is you stick all our stickers around every brewery that will allow you to stick their stickers somewhere. There's another thing. Hey, man, you want to stick my sticker somewhere? I'm going to stick this sticker somewhere, bro. And then the third thing is keeping this abreast of the new news we would need in your local area.
I think we need to start craft beer ambassadors in every city. They will be like, they'll be the ale trail leaders.
Yep. You're going to have to quit your job.
Pretty much.
And you're going to have to find some other way to get money.
If you have a trust fund already, you're a good candidate for this job.
Time to get in on that. You're not going to get the money from us, but occasionally we'll send you a sticker. What do you think about that? Sound good?
That sounds good.
Also, you're going to have to donate to us on the Patreon page.
Yeah. So,
so get to that. So who wants to be our rep? More reps.
More reps.
Sounds good. Is that all our the brothers' culture?
Yes.
All right.
I'm trying to think of things on the spot.
All right. Well, don't worry. So we are going to do the pours a little bit. So it's time to bump up. We gotta bump up stuff now.
We're going to jump into this beer.
Jump into a beer.
Yeah, you go ahead with that.
Hey, our listeners gave us this
beer. I love gold. Yeah.
You have to try it.
Nope.
Uh-oh.
I do not like pecan anything, so.
Uh-oh. Now add pecan beers to the list of beers that Matt doesn't like.
It's pronounced pecan.
Oh, let's see if Matt does anything. Nope, he's going to pass it right through. He is not even going to try it.
Nope.
Poor Colin and Janine.
Yep, they're so disappointed right now.
That's fine.
This is a... our Colorado reps donated this.
It's so bad he's having more malty IPA.
Chocolate pecan. That's how bad this is. He's like, fuck it, I'm going to drink malty IPA.
Ithaca looks pretty tasty about now.
It's the same thing, right?
Chocolate pecan stout from Weldworks Brewery. Brewed. Toasted. This has been brewed with toasted pecans, baker's chocolate, cacao nibs, lactose, and graham cracker.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. It's got the independent label on it, upside down bottle. Ooh. Everybody's Indy. Doing it. No, that 2017. That was I'm stepping on.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if AB InBev copyrighted that image?
Greeley, Colorado. They had it copyrighted.
What if nobody's copyrighted it yet, and they look into it, and they're "Hey, guess what? We just bought the patent and the copyright to that image." Indie guys.
It smells pretty good. I'm not a fan of pecan either, but I can handle it in my beer, I guess.
One of them pastry stouts?
Dessert beer?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd really like it if I like pecan. Or Matt drank some.
You'd like it more if Matt drank some?
Yeah.
Oh. I wish he would.
It's really dragging the taste down. The fact that Matt won't drink it.
It's not overly sweet.
It's not. It's not over the top.
It's almost like a bitter coffee.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, this is like the, what are the fancy creamers you put in your coffee to make them?
Coffee mate.
The French vanilla and the Irish cream. And
I gotta have my French vanilla.
This seems like if they had a pecan flavor, it'd be like drinking a pecan coffee.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
Ooh.
Well,
the burps are interesting.
Like I said, since we're going to push the pours till later, then we're already at this. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beers and tell me you're driving? There's a voicemail line. It still is. I think I might have figured out at least the little problem with the girl questioning you when you call. I'm like, hey, say your name. I don't think it's gonna do that to you anymore. Tell at least
shut the hell up.
As far as the cutoff stuff, I don't know. There is a thing called SpeakPipe that a lot of podcasters use for voicemails. I mean, we could switch over to that. Maybe it's more reliable. I don't know. 2018, we could be switching our voicemail. Just so many people know the call that line, so I'm leery of switching at this point.
We could phase it out. It doesn't have to be a hard cut.
Yeah. Hard cut!
Zero. No more voicemails.
None. You'll get zero.
We'll look into that at 2018, changing voicemails. But now we got this email.
On Perfect Pour, it is Colin and Janine calling in for our weekly call about beer.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, hi. So I'm not going to be quite as rammy this time as I was last time. I guess I was pretty rammy.
Lame. Let's do more.
Rammy. I was pretty rammy.
More rammy.
I yelled a little bit.
A lot.
Sounded
like a kazoo.
That's my signature thing. So, okay, so on the note of you guys being found out about the packages being delivered to your P.O. box, so we sent that package originally through FedEx, and those assholes totally broke the box and busted two of the 22s that were in there.
Wow.
And they spilled all over the stickers, all over everything, and they actually repackaged it and sent it back here, no charge. And they must have just dropped the box from like 10 feet up. I mean, it was packed well and all that other jazz. You guys have got our packages before, but however, it made it all the way to Fresno.
And then came all the way back here.
All the way back here.
With only one bottle and the cup intact.
Yeah, so it was pretty rough.
We had to rewrap everything super nice, and this time we took it to UPS instead, which they were cheaper, by the way.
Highly recommend.
And I told them it was fragile. I told them it was like figurines and stuff.
Yeah,
so liquid big beer. I know you guys love Rebel IPA.
Snow Globes.
It's probably one of the best beers ever made. Well, Sam Adams is now making
a
Northeast or New IPA.
Yes.
Oh,
tell me that's a thing.
I forget the name of it.
Is he joking?
I don't care, but I thought I mentioned to you guys that they are making any IPA.
Oh, we were gonna go back to our.
Oh, we're gonna have that.
And Nick, the reason why you're Mr. December, by the way, is because it's stout season, which you keep reminding everybody of. So I just wanted to reiterate, that is why you are Mr. December.
Yeah, and a Borat.
And
yes.
And the arrogant bastard, was it? No, it was an old Rasputin.
Old Rasputin.
Yeah.
Another
Speedo.
Note about hazy IPAs. Coors is making hazy IPAs. So we have a Blue Moon Brewing Company in Denver in this place called the River North District, which is just like riddled with breweries. It's one of the best places to drink.
Or you can say Rhino if you're trendy.
Yeah, you tell Chandy, you say Rhino. It's so awesome. But they built a brewery there called the Blue Moon Brewing Company, and this place is cranking out some of the most fantastic beers you've ever had. They have an incredible pilot batch system there. They have unlimited funds. It's if you ever get a chance to go there, it's actually very amazing. And so Coors, actually, I know Budweiser may not be, but Coors is actually making hazy IPA at that location.
And we want a plus two to your reading of Untappd. We don't have Twitter, so there was no way for Colin and I to vote, but we both like your reading of the Untappd Perfect Pour listeners, what they're drinking.
That would push
add
it
two to that.
Yeah, so I feel like that can actually, you guys include people in the show that actually don't call in or people that don't email. It's kind of cool to hear your name on the show, and those guys that don't really call or anything like that get a chance to be heard and say, hey, so and so is drinking a swamp water IPA, over here in Idaho, or whatever the hell might be. I think it's a cool segment. I thought it was neat. So,
We both did.
If we tip the scales, I'm not saying that we should have a say in it because we didn't vote on your thing, but
you guys know what to do.
You should do it.
You know what to do.
No guilt.
Oh, yeah, let's go to Pliny. Yay!
Ooh.
Yay.
Keep up the good work.
Hazy Pliny. I'm Filter Pliny.
Keep up the good work, guys. So the Sam Adams, it's just called New England IPA.
So we can have that.
Way to go, Sam Adams.
We still cannot have Rebel IPA, but we can have that. We'll try that.
Its descriptors are hazy and juicy.
Ooh. Wow. Where did they get those from? Those are new descriptors right there. Hazy
Very
and juicy.
New. They're kicking off 2018 with a flash in the pot.
Boom. We were talking about how if hazy beer is getting the grocery stores, then that means it's a real style. So now it's real.
Sierra Nevada.
Boston and now Beer Company. Boston. They're making it real.
Nice.
We still has anyone had Rebel? Let's check in on our Rebel thing. No one's had Rebel yet, right?
Nope.
Never
if
had
we
it.
Don't count
we had that
one,
variant. If we don't count that variant that was slipped in on us.
Gotcha.
Yes. Tony Bags.
Then yes. I mean, no.
No.
No. I'm okay with being Mr. December, but stout season is all year long.
Stout season.
In the house of the Nick.
In the house.
Stout season.
House of the Rising Nick.
In the house of the rising.
Oh, guys. So, yeah, you can email us your voicemail, or you can
That call. Dog was getting out that squeaky toy.
I know. Right? We heard that squeaky toy back there. We heard
guys,
it.
Guys, can you hear me?
Scotty B.
I'm not driving.
Uh-oh.
I'm drinking.
Yeah.
And I'm smoking, too.
Uh-oh.
Well, whoa. I'm not actually smoking, but I rigged up a cold smoker. I got a box that I lined with aluminum foil.
I like that.
And I got a grill for my toaster oven, and I'm cold smoking cheese. Oh, yeah. I am cold smoking cheese. But don't worry. I'm setting timers. I'm sitting by, making sure the flow of smoke coming out of the box is steady, not excessive, not too weak. I'm adding wood chips as needed. I'm paying close attention. I'm really into it. But yes, I have been drinking. I've had like 4, maybe 5 beers today. So yeah, feeling it. So let me tell you what I've been drinking. Well, started off with the Lagunitas Sucks, because ironically, that's my favorite Lagunitas beer, as long as it's fresh. The one I got is probably at least a month, maybe a month and a half old, so it's not too old. But that beer is best drank when it's only like 2 or 3 weeks old. But it's, you know, good luck finding it, catching it at the store right at that point in time. That's a really great beer if you can catch it. And I know they sold out to Heineken and all that shit, but I'm sorry, that beer, it's the same beer. It really is. And as long as you get it fresh, it's a great beer. What else have I been drinking? A new Belgian 1554. It's a great, well, I would call it a Baltic Porter, but it's not really strong enough to be a Baltic Porter, but still, it is a lager, and it's kind of portery, and it's really good. It's easy drinking.
Whoa.
I like it. And what else have I been drinking? Well, Modelo Negro, great Vienna lager. It's really a great example of the style. I bet I can make a better one. I just might do that just to show them up. But anyway, it's a good beer. And that's what I'm doing. This is Saturday. This is Christmas Eve, the day before Christmas Eve. And I'm just really excited about this cold smoker I rigged up. Yeah, I already had a smoker. I just added an 8-foot-long duct to it, so the smoke is all cool by the time it gets to this box that I rigged up. I put a thermometer in the box, and it's staying like at about 65, 70 degrees, so that cheese ain't going to melt. And I'm doing fun stuff, and I'm thinking of you. Mm. I'm probably about to run out of time, so I'm just going to say, keep up the great work. I'm drinking.
Nailed it, Scotty B.
Nice. We had a... The cousin has an annual Christmas Eve party. And there was a miniature cheese plate there, and there was a smoked cheddar on that plate. You didn't know until as soon as you took that bite, you're like, damn, it's smoky. And it was all right.
Damn. And you thought of chew. Anything smoke, think chew.
I missed it. Did you say he was smoking the Gouda? Is that what he smoked?
Smoking cheese.
I don't know if he said the kind of cheese.
Oh, okay.
He's definitely smoking cheese. He's excited about his cheese smoking.
Excellent.
And we're excited.
Hey, guys.
Whoa.
Can you hear me?
Wow.
I'm not driving. I'm drinking.
I'm sorry. I'm playing the same one. Wasn't
that? Like, that sounds familiar.
Hi. What? Ooh, Google Voicemail. Don't fucking do it with me. Stop fucking with me, guys.
Hold, please.
Hold, please.
You're the next caller.
Things sort out.
Please stay on the line. You're the next caller.
In the meantime,
drink beer.
Can you hear me? I'm using up my last voicemail of the week. Dude, I totally forgot. I wasn't even calling to tell you I was cold smoking cheese. I mean, that's all well and good, but the whole reason I meant to call, and by the time I listened to it rings, like, when we call your voicemail, it rings for, like, 12 times.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
Then Mike finally picks up, if you're lucky, and says, yeah, thank you for the message, appreciate it, and all that stuff. And then, like, I forgot what I was calling about. I'm like, when I called last time, I just happened to be cold smoking cheese and drinking beer. That's what I left a voicemail about. But this is what I really meant to leave a voicemail about. So, on the last episode, you said, question, is it okay to drink craft beer out of frozen glasses? And you know what I say? I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Oh, Jesus, I cussed. But I really don't care because I have, at any given time, 4 or 5 frozen glasses in my freezer. I do stuff around the house. This is when I'm at home. When I go to a beer bar, I don't want frozen glasses. I'll tell you that. When I'm at home, I want frozen glasses because I might be cleaning the bathtub. I might be doing some gardening. I might be vacuuming. You know, I'm not, like, constantly just drinking out of my glass and not doing anything else. I'm doing other things. So I want a frozen glass. Frozen glass. Because I might not finish that beer. It might take me an hour to finish that beer. And if I didn't have a frozen glass, you know how warm and flat that beer would be? Do you? Have you ever sat at a beer bar and you're like, oh, I'm going to take an hour and a half to drink this beer? Do you know how warm and flat that beer would be if that glass wasn't frozen? You wouldn't enjoy your last sip. Please. I enjoy my first sip because it's cold and refreshing. My middle sip, because, hey, the flavors are coming out, the aromas are coming out, you know? And then I enjoy my last sip because it's not warm and flat. So that's why I say, at home, frozen glasses for craft beer, I give it a thumbs up. Frozen glasses when you're going out specifically to drink and you're not doing anything else, not a good idea. No, not good at a bar. But at home, awesome idea, because I do things when I'm at home. Like, I'm cold smoking cheese. I mean, if I was cold smoking cheese and I had a warm glass, that beer would taste like piss after 20-30 minutes. Sorry, I don't want to drink piss. But anyway, that's what I originally called in for. And yeah, I've had like at least 2 more beers.
Oh, they got the 3-minute-er.
All I gotta say is Yeti. Yeti solves all issues.
Get a Yeti cup.
It's stainless steel, so you don't have to worry about it tainting anything. And it'll keep your beer cold.
Oh, mm-hmm. So the dent in our Yeti cup makes so much more sense now.
You have a dent in yours?
The one that's got sent?
Oh, yes. Our Yeti cup. But that's not a Yeti cup. That's a Yeti cup.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeti brand cup is what Matt is
denying both
to.
Of these picks over here.
No, those taking them out of the heat lamp.
Oh, I see.
I had my bottle of water there for like 20 minutes and it's warm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Heat lamps not mess around.
Feel free to exchange those for anything else in the fridge, by the way.
Man, those are serious.
I didn't see any.
Nick pulled out some serious beers.
I didn't see too many other choices other than.
Yeah, we're like going through some stuff. Our beer fridge was runneth over for a couple weeks there, and then now we're
getting down to the ones we've been avoiding, which are 15%ers or
I know all these big beers, all our Libertine beers. We've got still got some Libertine beers left in there. It's just they're so big it scares us to have like open up these big bottles when it's just the three of us. Now Matt's trying to fight through wax. Don't you hate the fight through wax?
Well, if I knew where the wine key was, I wouldn't have issues.
Oh,
right now.
It might be inside.
Oh boy,
we have one holiday and everything goes inside.
Yep.
Did you do a podcast in the house?
We're the host house. No, we did not. I am way behind on my podcasting right now. Dorktown has been vacant. Get off my podcast. We missed our Star Wars window. Lots of stuff's going on, bro. And Matt's trying to open this.
He'll do it. I have faith.
Wax, is it worth it, Matt?
Yes.
Oh. Ooh. Even though he's having to open up this wax, he still says waxing a bottle
not
is
only that,
worth it.
He's had to wax a bottle himself.
Whoa. Whip it down.
Wow.
Yow.
If you know what I mean.
Do you have your pocket knife on you?
I have my...
Oh, so you've been watching me suffer this whole time.
Oh, I thought... Yeah, sorry. Sorry, bro. Sam have a sheep knife.
Wow. Getting a cheese knife on that.
Yeah. Smoke it. Smoke that cheese.
Smoke it, baby.
Live, on air, opening of a bottle. That's what the perfect pour can give you.
This is the excitement. For the price of a cup of coffee a day.
You can listen to a man open a bottle.
And we'll play Sarah McLachlan for you to make you feel sad.
I love gold.
Wow, did you hear that? No carbonation.
No, it did.
Oh, okay.
It said...
The cheese knife actually
finally
cracked the seal.
Holy, hold my beer. I'm going to use my medium-sized glass for this pour.
What we got here, donated to the show by Drake's Brewing.
Nobody talked
about
that.
Oh, no, we got this one. We got one I haven't even had tried yet. XL Payroll donated a beer from Borderland... Borderland Brewing... No, wait. 42 North Brewing Company. Borderland IPA.
Sir, do you know what you're doing?
White Oak Double Dry Hopped IPA. Wait, and I'm not having it.
That's not even it. Nope. Oh, boy.
Hold on, man.
The show is on the rails
and then off the rails. Now I'm having it.
This is on oak or in oak?
It just says white oak.
Oh.
That's good.
I'm jumping to conclusions again.
That's proudly brewed in East Aurora, New York. Wow. That's a good double IPA for New York.
For New York?
Good job, guys. What?
Must be an ex-California brewer.
What do you think of this? The Borderland one.
Very nice.
Very drinkable.
Wow. Good job.
It is. It's quite a low malt. Not overly bitter, but some bitter.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. I think I poured a lot. And then there's also the Draconic from Drake's.
Oh, yeah. Big
Draconic Imperial Stout. Aged in bourbon whiskey barrels. Donated to the show by Drake's Brewing. Oh, wait, this is from 2015.
Wow. Are you serious?
This is 2 years old. 12, 18, and 15. Over 2 years old.
We screwed up. Actually, wow. Just kidding.
Wow, we've got a 2015 Draconic. Let's not screw up.
Man, I would hate to see how hot this thing was fresh, because there's still some heat on it.
That's tasty.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Good. Ooh, we got a barrel-aged narwhal. You guys want to do it side-by-side?
Whoa. Getting crazy on the show now.
I don't know if I want to get that crazy.
Come on.
Come on, guys. Still doing voicemails.
Perfect pour. Hey, boys, I'm driving. Hey, guys, it's Florida Steve. I just want to wish every one of you guys a belated Merry Christmas and a most prosperous and beer-filled Happy New Year. Now, with you guys doing your pour awards, I would like to mention a couple of beers that were highly rated for me this year. First one would be an IPA. Out of Georgia, we have Creature Comfort. Their Tropicalia IPA.
That was a good beer.
Delicious beer. I mean, that was the epitome of a citra, mosaic, just absolutely delicious beer. And then as far as the stout side, sort of a tie. One... My first one would be this year's founder CPS, and also this year's Cigar City, their Hunapu Stout. Both were one of my higher rated stouts this year. Both were very good. Just great, great beer. Now, as far as caller of the year or voicemailer, that would have to be Chew. Hands down, Chew your beer.
Really? No hands one down, huh?
Calls with the, no one calls with the exuberance and passion like Chew your beer. And we all had, we were all a little worried for him during his brush with the brush fires this year. And luckily he made it out safe, which is great. Brewer of the year, I really don't have one. Every brewery I've been to or have had, I think, is awesome in some way, shape, or form. No single brewery stood out to me this year. But that's all I got, guys. Again, Happy New Year. Cheers, and keep up the great work. Bye.
Nice. I have an announcement to interrupt these voicemails real quick. So the Chico Beer Enthusiast Club, which I'm involved in a lot of Facebook
beer clubs. The Chico Beer Enthusiast Club.
Yeah, because Tioga sells beer to them.
AKA Sierra Nevada employees.
No, it's Spike's Bottle Shop is Kevin. He started that group, so he invited me in there. But there is an Eric Lyon. And he is looking for an unopened bottle of Luponic Distortion number 6 because he has a shelf that has 1 through 7 minus 6 on it. So unopened bottles. Damn. So
what's it, is that was, did you say his handle? Does he have a social media handle?
No, it's just, well, it's Facebook. So it's Eric Lyon.
Okay.
Eric Lyon. L-Y-O-N.
L-Y-O-N.
I forgot. I was going to go on
in Chico.
That.
Eric Lyon and Chico. Is looking for a number 6 Luponic. And
maybe you help him out. Maybe, you know, eventually he's going to do a vertical, you know, just a 1 through 8, right?
Nice.
8 vertical. Are they going to stop at 8?
As far as I know, it's just going to keep going.
It's going to be like, there's going to be like a Luponic 88.
Oh, 88 miles per hour.
And they'll still be going, still not as good as number 1.
There's like some vanilla coming out in this.
Oh, the Draconic.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Mm. Yeah, I will let you have that.
I forgot I was going to go hunting for whales this week. Whale. See if I can find a 2, possibly whale a 3 hunting. Luponic.
But yeah, what happened with that?
I don't know.
Jeez.
Start drinking what good beer instead. Nick? Been drinking
whiskey. Hey, boys. Good evening. It's XL, and I'm sitting here freezing my ass off in Buffalo. We've got a lovely high of about 13 degrees Fahrenheit today.
Nope.
So it's kind of an imperial stout and barley wine weather. So I've been taking care of that.
Nick, you should barley go there.
Having some good beers. You know, I was going through the list of what I drank this year, trying to figure out if I had a beer of the year, and I'm just kind of grateful there's so much great beer to be had in general. Yeah. It's a lot different from when I started out drinking craft beer. Really had to seek it out. Now it's pretty much everywhere. So just drink what you like. Enjoy the beer that's in front of you. Have a good one. My one of my locals, Community Beer Works, has been knocking out some really great beers this year. So if anybody ever gets to Buffalo, you got to check out Community Beer Works. I think my favorite new brewery to me this year, I got to try a few beers from Suarez Family Brewing over in the Hudson Valley in New York. If you're a fan of Hilton Farmstead, you're probably going to like these guys, so pay them a visit or do your trading thing if that's your gig and get some Suarez Family Brewing. Note to Nick, I got you covered on Boris the Spider Brother. I can hook that up for you. Look for that in a few weeks. Ooh. Otherwise, hope everybody has a wonderful and prosperous new year. Stay safe out there, and cheers. Bye.
Cheers. Thank you, XL. Thank you for all the beer. Our top three people that give us beer, send us beer. Thank you, XL. We are having one of them this week. As oh, that Borderland, I'm liking it, man. I like that Borderland.
It's a tasty beer.
Good beer. So keep up the good work.
Yeah, make sure you keep your Yetis inside, by the way. I had some friends that post, they left a Yeti, a full Yeti in their car. This is water. But it with the water freezing in the Yeti, it actually blew the sidewall out.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. In Fresno?
No, not in Fresno. This is like Michigan or something like that. Okay. Somewhere it's 7 degrees outside.
Okay.
It's all
shut. And it blew the sidewall, like the inner wall out?
The outer wall.
Outer wall blew out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
Interesting.
But anyways, yeah.
I like to hear things about Yeti.
It's just about 7 degrees outside right now.
I got a Yeti, the Yeti tumbler for, our family does a, like a white elephant trait, steal the gift thing every year. And I got Yeti stuff, and it was number one stolen gift.
Nice.
Because I know what people want. They want Yetis.
They want the Yetis.
They like Yetis.
So there's, the Yeti ice boxes are the big thing.
Right? Oh, yeah.
But those they're also really, really pricey.
Yep.
So there's this Coleman Extreme Edition ice box. It's like a third of the price.
Mm.
It's that all the nerds are going crazy for because it works just as good. Really?
Does it, though?
Uh-huh. They've does done the it? Pepsi Challenge.
Hmm. Is it is it an Orchard Supply? I saw some Coleman. It was like that. I don't know if it was Coleman, but it was a major ice chest retailer, and it was completely different from their normal ice chest, and it was totally trying to be a Yeti. Was it
blue and orange,
or maybe
gray and orange?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's like $70 versus $350.
Interesting. So you know what I've heard about the Yeti, the Yeti bag? You've seen those bags?
Yeah. The lunch bags?
Yeah.
The
soft bag? No, they're big, though. They're like huge chest bags.
The cold grocery bags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they look ridiculous, and you're like, come on. Apparently, those are even better than the ice chest.
Damn.
Those bags are supposed to be even keep things better than the ice chest.
Wow.
Yeah. That is actually a goal for the show. I want to have a Yeti.
Yeah.
In the
studio?
Yeah, in the studio.
Yeti in the studio.
Even though the fridge is around the corner here. Just to have it. During the summer, I mean, come on. We need it, guys.
We need it.
We need it, Golden Gods. We need a Yeti.
See, I was worried about getting a bigger ice chest because my bombers didn't fit. And apparently, bombers are going away, so I don't need to worry about anymore.
Yeah, bombers are done. Bombers are done, bro.
Before, hey, it's Evil Circle calling in. Hopefully, you guys are enjoying your holiday time, maybe some time off. But I got a best of story for you. Hopefully, I'll get in there for the New Year's. Hey, all that cool artwork on the can, you know, I love it. You know, whoever designs some of this stuff. But that gay writing that's on the back, that's real feminine. I want to know who puts that together because. What real guy even reads that? You know, all this, it takes like a 4K of pineapple and coconuts and papaya. Do guys really read that in the back of the can? Or is that more for the women folk? So, let me know what your guys' two cents are on that. And hopefully you guys have a good and safe new year. And keep up the good work in 2018.
All right. Thanks, Evil Circle. I didn't know how to respond to that. I didn't know what he's talking about.
The writing on the back.
Like, I think it's the descriptions on the back.
So he's saying don't describe it, just taste it and figure it out for yourself.
Well, it's just like, it's one thing. I think what he's saying is it's one thing if you go, there is Citra, Mosaic, these malts and stuff like that. But if you're just like, this has slight notes of pineapple. You're
trying to get too cute.
Mixed with the beach view on the Fontana Bay of
Fontana Beach.
The best of the bays. The greatest of bays.
They're just trying to suck in the foodies. That's all they're trying to do.
Don't get too fancy with your writing. That's what he's trying to say.
So simple. You want ingredients like any other product.
Mm-hmm. Or you just want 6 point, which describes nothing.
I just want, they're like, deal with it. Buy it. I want pop. Give me the hops in there. Want the hop bill.
You just want the hop bill?
That's what I want.
Hops and hops alone.
Voicemails are still doing them. Oh, look at this. It's June. I wish
every single one of you and all the listeners out there a happy and safe New Year's. That's it. Be safe. Make sure you guys Uber. Make sure you guys Lyft. Make sure you don't fucking drive. Be safe. The safest thing is have it at your house. Have it. You can fucking keep partying underwater the next morning, eh?
Yeah.
That's how I do.
You gotta have a guest room. Just have it at my place.
Plus, I'm probably like the only fool that has a nice house home, so that's why they come over here and make a mess. That's it. Other things, Destiny, haven't had an IPA in a while, Holmes.
Good.
Why?
Good for you.
Because I've been drinking stouts, eh?
Oh!
Stoutello by Knee Deep. Sixer. Amazing beer. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's a four-pack.
What do you think of that, Nick? You like
good
that?
Beer, though. That thing goes down nice.
Yeah, it's okay.
Especially
this is good.
Also, drinking some quads from Trappist. It's called Trappist Baptist or some shit like that. From Europe, SA. Number 10, Belgian quad. Amazing blue. It was like 12%. It's a nice drinking beer. Anyways, why am I giving you the beers? I gave you my 2017 beer of the year. Mm-hmm. There's like three or four parts to it. Have at it. Have fun, homes. But Mikey, Nick, and Matt, appreciate everything you guys did for us in 2017. If I could do and going above and beyond for you guys, I fucking would, eh? You guys do a lot for us. It's the time you spent at the studio in the freezing cold or in the fucking hot summer nights. Appreciate it, eh? Matt, for 2018, I'm gonna find you a Heine, Holmes. You know, cause you need to put a logo with someone, eh? Nick, maybe I'll find you some parts for your Volkswagen.
Yeah.
So your Volkswagen can
Volkswagen run farts?
Better, I
farts.
Guess. I don't know. Maybe I think Matt's the one that needs more parts cause I think his fucking car's falling apart, eh? Mikey, maybe get you a couple of hot passes, eh? So you and I can hang out.
I need all
Scotty that. B, appreciate
good luck
driving
with that,
everybody, Holmes. Zach, I really can't wait for you to open and have a tokutasu out. Paul, the music. Oh, last thing, I don't want to call Dan, but I want 2018 to be more challenging for me, Holmes. I want to do more beers, eh? We kind of like stop doing that. So start creating so I can start naming beers, eh? I'm like ready to name beers, Holmes. Everybody, Zorro, not Zorro, fucking Garage Boys, like Pizza over in Florida, Lumber Jose, fucking Chopping Wood.
Oh no.
Don't worry. Time you know.
Out. Oh, yeah. He's, and he won't, it'll seamless, right?
Yeah. Final voicemail of the week is still going.
What are the perfect board to you be here?
They do seamless.
I wish every single one of you and all the listeners.
That's not the same one. Why is this?
Orale, I'm back.
There he goes.
Calling in everybody in Denver, everybody in Florida, just everyone. San Diego Beer Talk Radio, 3BZ in Holmes. Hopefully we start getting more voicemails from him. Let's make this community big. For 2018, only prediction that I'm going to give you is New England IPAs will be on the shelf home, but they won't outsell West Coast IPAs. I'm predicting a collaboration podcast between 3B, SD, and Perfect Pour. And this is going to happen, Holmes. It's going to happen. We're going to make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
Either way, we're going to go to Fresno or we're going to go to San Diego, but we're going to find a way to meet up and make this shit happen, Holmes. This is true, you being. Enjoy life. Enjoy 2018. And let's make this shit even better. I can watch your Holmes. Peace out.
It's out, Chew. Police
got you, my Chew. Car.
She called
wow, that's
me
it?
Sibra.
Sibra.
No, we got a lot. We got a lot of poor interaction.
Oh, you got the
the pores.
You got the thread?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I'm set up, bro.
Good, good.
Thanks, everyone, for calling. Thanks, everyone, calling this year. All the voicemails and content you give us.
But Paul.
But Paul. Paul didn't call. And, yeah, there's no... And Paul's not a big social media guy, so we're not going to hear from Paul.
I'm worried about Paul. I messaged him the other day, and he didn't respond back. Oh. So.
But last week, he called in. He's like, everything's cool.
Paul's hiatus.
He's missing us this week. He is busy brewing. Thanks, everyone, for calling in to the show. I'll try to get some adjustments on that voicemail line so it's not as annoying, or we'll just switch in 2018. Who knows? And that, we got to get a... I go to San Diego every year, so there's that potential of the 3B Zine SD Beer Talk. Perfect for a show. I know, Greg from SD Beer Talk has shown he's willing to come to Fresno, and the 3B Zine boys have said, you know, they're looking into coming up to Fresno, and you know, at some point. So these are things that could happen.
Interesting.
We gotta wait for Zach to open up before we can start hounding people to come to Fresno. Not that we don't have stuff, but we are impatiently waiting for Zach to open up.
Yes.
So it's time, guys. Let's do it. Are you ready?
Do it.
The pores. Bam, bam,
bam, bam. We don't have a song.
I know. We should have. Gotten Paul to do us a pores song, but if Paul doesn't do it, then I can't bring myself to do it. So here we go. Do you want to do the listeners' feedback first before we do ours? You want to do ours first?
Yeah, listeners would probably be easier. I was wondering if we could work them in as we're doing them.
Okay.
Let's just do theirs.
Okay. Well, on Twitter, mm-hmm. Our responses on Twitter. Here we go. For this one's from Jay. His handle is hops_hound. Jay says his indie beer of the year should go to Odell Brewing's Rupture.
Ooh, what?
Yeah, we didn't get to have that one. I've
never even heard of that one.
Odell's Rupture. That is indie beer of the year from
Fresh Hops Grind Ale. Odell Brewing Fresh Grind Ale Rupture is a 6% IPA.
Hmm. I like 6%.
Floral, fruity, citrus-like, piney, resinous American variety good. Hop character.
Sounds good.
I just made that up right now.
Ben, B-E-E underscore duck. Transmitter Brewing out of New York City is incredibly accommodating folks. The citrus triple is about as good as it gets. So Ben is highly recommending Transmitter Brewing in New York. So maybe XL Perro can go check out Transmitter. Yojimbo_2000. His is Highway 39 Lager is the best lager he had this year from Alosta Brewing. Highway 39 Lager.
Highway 39?
Mm-hmm.
Alosta is a 5.8% lager. That's lagers have gotten some play this year. I think next year probably might be better for them.
Oh, you're making a prediction for lager. Lagers are raising their profile in 2018.
I think by next year, people will have had enough haze. They're going to want the complete opposite, which is a super clear, super light lager.
Yeah, I'm feeling that too in 2018, a pushback.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's going to be a segment of the country that still hasn't got on the hazy train yet, and they're going to be like, oh, it's still filtering out.
Yeah.
But the people like California that are starting to reach the limit of haze, that there's going to be a pushback. And I think you might be right about that. Lagers, pilsners, pushing back on that. So Chew kind of mentioned in his voicemail, he went full on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
He took the time and he wrote it out. It was a 4-part series from Chewy Bear. He went for it. So here it is. 2017 Pilsner of the Year from Chews is the Novo Brazil Brewing's Chula Pils.
Because his name's in it?
Come on, Chula Pils. We just have that in there. What? We can have that in a second here. The Porter of the Year, but according to Chews, is the Dudes Brewing's. It's a part of their juice box series, Coconut Porter.
Oh, that's cheating.
Yeah, come on.
Hiding it with coconut.
That's funny. I haven't heard the Dudes brought up in a long time.
No.
His Block Lager of the Year is from Bottle Logic, the Lager Rhythm. The Lager Rhythm? We've had that one, actually. That's his 2017 Lager of the Year. No, that's his Black Lager of the Year. Now he's got a regular lager. He's really breaking it down.
Probably the only one that's still drinking a Black Lager.
Yeah. The Lager of the Year is the McLeod Ale London Lager. The London Lager. His New England IPA of the Year is from Modern Times, the Critical Band.
Nice.
Is 2017 is Quad of the Year. The only person doing a Quad of the Year. I'm pretty sure. From Trappist 2017 or no, Trappist Abbey Norte 10. From Trappist R. His 2017 Blonde Ale. Oh God. Now we're really Dayblazer.
Ooh. I like
is
that
it
one.
A Day Blazer, a blonde ale?
It's a light lager.
Yeah. Interesting. And his pale of the year is Alesmith's San Diego Pit, the 394.
Oh.
That's his pale of the year.
That's Tony Gwynn.
It's a good pair.
Not the not the Sublime Lager, huh?
Hmm. Interesting.
We got one of those if it was.
His double IPA of the year is from McLeod, the Double Over Happy. We've had that. Milk Stout from Knee Deep, the Stoutello.
That's a milk stout?
That's what Chew says.
Wow.
Chew claims that to be a milk stout.
I thought that was a peanut butter.
And his IPA of the year is Pizza Port Swami.
Wow.
All right.
That was a previous favorite of the Fresnan.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or no?
Maybe, you know, back in like 2004 or something.
2004?
Yeah.
When
we were babies. This cream ale. Man, he's picking a cream ale of the year. From High Water, Break Apart.
How does he get High Water?
I don't know. How did he get High Water? Stockton's High Water. Stout of the year, Nick.
Okay.
Chew Stout of the Year.
Don't disappoint me, Chew.
Alesmith Speedway Stout.
Okay.
All right.
Which version?
He just says straight Speedway Stout.
All right. He's old school. I like
it. His red/amber of the year is from 818 Brewing, the Matador Red.
Ooh. That's the other podcast, the Beer Left podcast.
Oh, okay.
That's their affiliated brewery.
The 2017 Sour from Chew, he claims to be Celador's Akimbo.
What?
I don't know. Celador L's Akimbo. Must be a thing. Is Barley Wine of the Year?
Barley Wine.
Firestone Walker's Tsukaba.
Barley Right Now.
And there you go. Those are Chew's picks for beers of the year. Okay. Now let's go. Oh, Ant 213. at
now known as Fire Ants.
At Rida 13, R-A-I-D-A 13 on Twitter. His favorite new brewer is Great Notion and Portland's Great Notions, and their beer Double Stack Stout. I want to get more Great Notion, man. That's the most I'm looking out for from Portland area is that. So our private Facebook group asked dudes like Brez, hook us up with some stuff to talk about on the ship. And they came up with things that I'm looking up at right now.
Such as. And including.
Jim Werner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
Nobody knows who that is.
No. That's fine. Fontana Jim.
There you go. No, everybody knows.
Brewery of the Year, Virgin and Pure. He's picking two.
Wow.
Virgin and Pure. Lumber Jose. His nomination for Listener of the Year is Chew. So that's another Chew nomination.
All right.
I haven't heard anyone else get nominated. So Chew's two got for Chew. Coupled. Matt Tubby. Not this Matt. Matt Tubby says the beer of the year was Angry Chair Barrel-Aged Imperial German Chocolate Cupcake Stout.
Like the name.
Angry Chair's Barrel-Aged Imperial German Chocolate Stout.
Sitting on.
His favorite voicemailers were Scotty B and Chino Yacht Club.
Whoa.
Wow. Huh?
So go fuck yourself, guys.
Yeah. His favorite style was IPAs. Hazy seems to reign over non-hazy. Sorry, Nick.
Whatever. That's what he said. I'm quitting this podcast next year.
Scotty B says, I already used my two voicemails, so I guess I'll leave a comment. Beer of the Year, Morning Rush 2017 from Tioga Sequoia Brewing, the Barrel-Aged Maple Imperial Breakfast Stout.
Ooh, local that's choice.
Beer of the Year. Brewer of the Year, Steven Zach.
What?
But he's probably disqualified since he doesn't have his ABC license yet. So, Mike Samaya, formerly of Full Circle, now Tehachapi LCB. This is news, breaking news. Mike has gone to the LCB.
Oh,
I didn't know this. I didn't know this.
Sorry.
By the way, we had Mike on the show not too long ago for Full Circle. And then a week later, he quit Full Circle and left. So I don't know if we have
break some, brewers.
Yeah, we break brewers. His Scotty B style of the year is New England, of course. It's like, what else is it going to be? His story of the year is how Chew and his beer fridge survived the brush fires. So that's a pretty big story.
That is. But, you know, Florida Steve survived the hurricane, so.
Yeah,
equally as dangerous.
And Florida Steve and Lumber Jose.
And Lumber and possibly Florida Becky.
Florida Becky, yeah. A lot of Florida people. So, yeah. All right.
Colin Janine or, you know, living in snow. I mean, who wants to do that?
Evil Circle or Keith. His beer style is hazy, of course. Beer of the year is beer of the year is the Barrel Ages Cocoa Coconut Narwhal. So that was a narwhal, the cocoa coconut?
What?
No, was there a cocoa coconut narwhal
Coconut Barrel Aged Narwhal.
Okay.
That was the Trip into the Woods series.
Oh, okay.
Where did we have that?
Thanks, Miss, right?
Yes.
His story of the year is how voicemails get cut off, randomly cut out. The Google voicemails that get randomly cut out.
We have the Russian roulette voicemail version.
You never know what's going to happen to you. So that's the listener feedback that at least I noticed. I apologize if there's more that I didn't see, but as far as I can tell, that's all our listeners' feedback was. So now let's move on to the pours. Our pours. You want to go? What was Matt? What do you think your story of the year was, or whether it was related to the show or craft beer in general? What do you feel like?
I didn't prepare a story.
All right, I'm throwing a curveball at you right now. Yeah. I just thought you might have it.
Nope.
But do you have something, Nick, for as far as like a what sticks in your head as a story?
As far as the story was. When craft beer tried to start a Kickstarter to buy big beer, that was just
an advertising campaign,
pretty much. But I think it made a wave.
Yeah,
even a single wave, but it made a wave.
Yeah,
really, this is where we are. Like, we think we're gonna, you know, turn the tables and buy big beer. And mm-hmm. It would have been hilarious if it had worked.
Yeah, I think that was just sort of just like a just a draw attention, not an actual serious thing.
Yeah. Well, and I just think, like, if that happened, what about all the suckers that were on the hook for that, the amount they pledged?
I know. Like, you know? You're like, oh, this is a real. I'll throw in a couple of grand on it. What the hell?
No big deal. Right?
Like, then they're like, hey, guess what?
It worked.
You owe us $5,000, bro. Ah, shit.
Oh, shit.
Cool. Yeah, I think that the independent label, the Brewers Association independent label, was the story of the year in craft beer. That the whole controversy of the label, not or the design, wasn't written like, oh, the design's not right. I don't like the design. What's in the upside down bottle? And all the, you know, all the graphic design nerds came out of the woodwork to kill it. But now it's there's no problems with it. It's fine.
There it is. It's like, on beer.
Yeah,
already.
It's on pretty much anything now that's made recent. So, and the independent label seems to be working, except for
it makes it on most of ours. But it's not that one.
That one's too one-offy.
One-offy.
Yep. See, there it is. It's there. It's in that one Colin and Janine sent. If it's been made in the past few months, it's probably on there. And everything is fine. It's working. I think it's probably working how they thought it would work, I guess. Hopefully. Okay. Brewery of the year. Matt, do you have a brewery of the year, do you feel, for you?
I'm going to say Alvarado.
All right. I'm not going to disagree with that because that's what I have as well.
Oh, man. So once again, I'm voted off the island.
Alvarado Street is my pick for brewery of the year. Although, I mean, that sucks for people outside of Central California, I guess, that it's not, it's like, I have no idea what you're talking about unless they're a big trader. But they were just every week, Alvarado Street, new beer, and it's an awesome name, awesome label, and then the beer is also good. And it's just, I went there this year, and it was an awesome place.
It's a nice tap room.
Nice tap room. People are cool, and the beer is good. It's just, they're hitting on all the points they can hit on. Just wider distribution. That's the only thing we need from Alvarado Street. Otherwise, they're doing everything perfectly. Nick.
Everything.
Nick, do you have a brewery?
Everything, all the time. I like the idea of splitting them into different facets. So, new brewery of the year is Revision for me. I really, mm-hmm. really liked how they hit the ground.
I would pick that as new brewery of the year, too.
They hit it hard, fast. They pretty much have released a new style once a month and maintained their existing styles as well. So, like, the first four beers they came out with, the next month they've had five and still kept the first four going. Like, they didn't, mm-hmm. none of them have faltered. They're always been in stock. So, if you still want a Leafy Greens, and then you could get the, what was that piece of shit hazy beer you brought to Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, the one with the pink label.
Pink label. I mean, they've maintained their inventory, their production, and somehow found a way to release new beers every week.
There it is. Yeah, it's sitting up on the beer bench.
Yeah, that's the one.
And Matt was pointing to the beer bench.
Still waiting for a stout, a few more stouts. I think they've done one stout already. Waiting for a few hoppy more of those. Stouts. Hoppy stout. Hey, hoppy stouts are fine. Yeah. That's completely fine. Rasputin is a very hoppy stout. People don't really realize that right off the bat. I think they come around to the idea that there's lots of hops in Rasputin.
All right.
After a while.
Yeah, I actually had Revision as Brew of the Year for a little bit, and then I switched to Alvarado Street.
Yeah. No, so we had some great beers from Alvarado.
Yeah.
And Fieldwork for honorable mentions if we're doing that.
Yeah, Fieldwork's more earlier in the year, so it's hard to think of them. We haven't had much Fieldwork for a while here.
Yeah, but Alvarado's between their good beers, but just their names. Even if we haven't had them.
So if you're between the ages of 30 and 40, they're hitting your childhood right
every
now.
Every single time.
What's their newest one? Did you guys see that this
week? Yes, it's in my looking out
for. Am I looking out for?
All right. Yeah, they're nailing like every childhood memory you have right now. It's just crazy.
Yeah, who is this person? I want to meet him and hang out with this person.
Where's the small wonder? The only thing they haven't done yet is Small Wonder and Knight Rider. I mean, that's pretty much the only two left that they haven't hit on.
Yeah, they'll get to it. Don't worry.
Would they just call it Michael?
Michael.
Michael.
Mike.
Michael.
We know what to get Mike for his birthday then.
I can't make that jump, Michael.
So my favorite brewery of the year was because of equal parts good beer and good hanging out. Actually going to the brewery was Central Coast Brewing.
Nice.
I got to go see it finally. Matt's been there a few times. I got to go hang out with Evil Circle and Bearded Brewer.
Yep.
That was a good couple time. Beers. And they do good beers down there.
We were right next to the bro table and they had their tall glasses of wheat beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was there like Cal Poly kids, frat bros?
Yeah, frat bros.
The way they ordered was, give me the lightest thing you got.
Yeah.
Were you guys going like, is this really happening right now?
Yeah.
Were you really saying
the glass
this
was
right
like 12 inches tall?
Is like somebody pranking us right now? Is there some sort of indie beer show that's pranking us? Like, what happens to these beer geeks when we throw bros into the tap room? How will they react? Like, bro, yeah, what do you got? That's like a Coors Light, bro. I'm like, oh my God, look at these guys.
Look at these guys. Look what's happening. What's
happening?
Are you seeing this? People.
I do think I'm going to be one of those guys that as soon as the new location opens, I'm probably still going to go to the old location.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm hoping all the riffraff goes to the new location. I could just go to the other one and be like, it feels good here.
This is good. Cozy.
I'm hoping that's what happens with the Russian River thing, or I don't know I don't know what's going to happen when they open up. They said there's going to be a tap room in that new facility they're building.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it.
I saw they just this week they started posting on their Instagram. The walls are going up, and that new facility looks huge, like way bigger than I thought. Ooh. So we might actually have a shot at getting Pliny in town.
Wow.
It looked that big.
In cans?
It's in something. Kegs. It doesn't matter.
Kegs of Pliny at Yard House.
Yeah.
Yard sorry House. It's warm. We're sorry this
no,
is warm.
No, they won't do that. Come on. Come on.
Oh, this is 100 days old. Are you okay with that?
That would be the irony if... the first place to get Pliny on tap in town would be Yard House.
I can see that happening.
That would totally be the way it works.
It's possible. So, I mean, style of the year, it's obviously New England hazy, foggy beer. I mean, nope. Is there any opposition to that at all?
Berliner Weisses.
Berliner Weisses were just everywhere this year.
Maybe not everywhere, but at least more prevalent than they have in years past.
All right.
I was going to just say IPA.
IPA.
The only thing that kill IPA is other IPA.
Just a blanket. Other IPAs. Just put a blanket right over it.
IPAs. Cover it over.
Smother this fire with IPAs. Yeah,
there you go.
Your fire suppression system is all IPA. Whatever. Nice. Doesn't matter.
I like it.
Yep.
Yes. California has had some good fires this year.
Do you have a 2018 style prediction? What's going to rise? Do you see anything rising up?
Brown ales.
No. These.
Brown ales are going to stay right where they're at.
These milkshake IPAs are starting to percolate a little bit, but I don't know if it's going to go mainstream.
Yeah, will it go mainstream? Will milkshakes go mainstream? Mm-hmm. Possible. I want hoppy Kolsch beer. Hoppy Kolsch. Hoppy Kolsches. Given to me. More, more, more hoppy Kolsches.
Pivo Pils, now with Kolsch.
Pivo Pils, now made with Kolsch. Let's see. Okay. I guess we should go for... Well, I want to say my story. I think I forgot to say my story.
Oh, you have a story.
No, I did, but it was the Brewers Assertion thing. For the show, my story of the year is it's a toss-up between Chew Your Beer's fire, like having the fire coming to Chew Your Beer's backyard, and whether or not he would take his beer fridge with him or his smoker with him.
That was pretty good.
He chose a beer fridge because he said he could, you know, the smoker would just, nothing would happen to it.
It would get more better.
Yeah, it would get better. But I think Paul becoming a professional brewer, even if it was a short run, Paul was a pro brewer there. It was industry for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel that was the biggest story of the show.
Yeah.
2017.
You're trying to say we had a little bit to do with that?
No, we didn't.
We're going to make this guy find his passion. It's going to be brewing beer.
I don't think we had anything to do with that. I'd like to think we did, more Paul working more in an industry in 2018. That's what I want to see. So that means it's time for beer of the year, the pours. What's going to be beer of the year? Boo, 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 boo. I've got a lot of honorable mentions, but I'll just, ooh, Nick. Okay.
I didn't know we could do that.
I can do whatever the hell you want. Nick.
I like it. Of course, it has to be a stout.
Oh.
It has to be the biggest, baddest stout we've ever had this year. So my beer of the year goes to Drake's for the Void.
All right.
That was like the 37% candy stout. It's pretty much brandy at this point.
That was that random can I picked up from Sacramento from them. I was like, oh yeah, whatever this is, toss.
No. It was a special bottle.
It was a bottle.
Little tiny baby bottle.
Oh, no, sorry. They did the collab can, but the bottle came back with it. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I remember it now.
I think that was a Loyo exclusive.
Yes. She specifically handed it to me.
Uh-huh. That was my beer of the year.
Wow.
It looked super non, like, harmless beer. And like, what is this cute little fella doing? And you open it up. It's like, oh, my God, I'm dying.
And this cute little fella.
Yeah.
That's it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a nice nice pick. I would not have thought of that one.
The Sierra Nevada Coconut.
Cacao!
That was a good one.
Hmm.
There are a few IPAs in there. Unfortunately, I had the laziest year on Untappd, so there wasn't a good history of beers to choose from.
I did some researching on my Untappd. I used all the bells and whistles.
All the filters?
Used all the filters to see what I checked into the most and what my highest rate. Because you can check, you can see, you can list your highest rated of the year. You can list what you checked in the most, all those things.
Yeah, and you could do multiple filters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Only on the app. On the desktop version, you could only do one filter at a time.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you cannot.
Usually it's like opposite. Like, usually desktop, you can do all the things, and mobiles, like less.
Yeah, I was checking the desktop this evening, and you can't do very much, but the app will let you do quite a bit more.
You can do all kinds of filtering on the app.
You got start date, end date.
Yeah.
So you can narrow it down to just this year.
So, Matt, what was your beer of the year, man?
There are many contenders, and I've had flings with different beers and different 6-packs and 12-packs and 15-packs and this and that, but the only beer, it could have just been situational, but, I mean, it's a good beer. Don't get me wrong, guys. It's a good beer, but it's the only beer that has made me forget what I went into an establishment for, and I just went, I'm going to have one of those. And that was Lucky Day IPA from Central Coast Brewing.
All right.
Mm-hmm. There have been many good beers that I've had, but there's times where I've been like, oh, you make your own beer, but I'm going to have one of those Lucky Days, or be like scanning the menu and it's, you know, it's like they're already pouring whatever. And I'll be like, stop what you're doing. I'm going to have that Lucky Day.
Collaborate and listen.
Pour that out, whatever the hell it is you're mm-hmm. pouring.
So
Lucky Day.
That's my pick.
Oh, this one was a
I love gold.
Cheer beer pick for lager of the or pills of the year. The from Novo Brazil Chula Pills. Pour into my Pliny glass.
Are you allowed to do
need
that?
Need some light stuff. Yeah. Do you have any ones that pop in your head, Matt, that are just like, just honorable mention beers? What did you have the, what beer you think you had the most of? Like, consistent? I mean, you would think it would be a Tioga beer, but.
Yeah, it'd probably be General Sherman if I picked a Tioga beer. Things I had the most. It's probably Sierra Nevada Pill. That's probably what I've drinking the most of this year, wow. Just because it's more of a situation thing.
Yeah. Well, mine, I can tell you, according to Untappd, which I trust, by far and away, running away with most, the beer I checked into the most was General Sherman IPA from Tioga Square.
It's good beer.
So... that's what you drink when you're in Fresno. That's your go-to. I checked into a lot of Breaking Bud from Knee Deep.
Also a
had
good
a
beer.
Lot of those this year. Mount Whitney XPAs.
Also a good beer.
Just outstanding IPA.
An amazing beer.
J.O.'s, yeah.
A lot of them. Rippers, that Stone Ripper. Had a lot of those. River Buddy.
I've enjoyed quite a few River Buddies.
But my hazy beer of the year, Pun Juicer. Tioga's Pun Juicer.
Wow.
I enjoyed that.
That's not
that
the one.
One
you opened. No, you opened that one.
Yep, there you go.
Oh,
does that Pills. Yeah, this is Chew Your Beer's pick for Pills of the Year. Some other honorable mentions for me. Sorry, I went heavy on honorable mentions. The Monterey Street from Central Coast.
Nice. Yes.
God. Yep.
Yes.
I had
yes.
that at that that Slow Fest, and it must have been super. It was probably like 2 days old or something. Man. Oh my God! I just could not get enough of that. It was just so good. The Forging Raccoon from Drake's.
That was a good beer.
That's a really good beer this year. Phantom Bride from Belching Beaver.
Cans or bottles?
Both.
I only preferred the cans. The bottles I didn't care for.
Well, everyone prefers cans nowadays. The Libertine beer that stood out to me, we had a lot of Libertine this year. The Turkey Buzzards blend.
Nice.
That thing was my highest rate. According to Untappd, I rated that the highest, one of the highest rated beers of the year.
My Libertine beer is still Thanks Brian.
Oh, thanks, Brian. And Summer Vibes from Tioga Sequoia. I really enjoyed Summer Vibes this year. But my beer of the year, the just straight up Revision IPA
Wow, the original.
The original. I mean, I think when that came on the scene, it was just like, wow, this is, yes, this is IPA. This is what I want IPA to taste like. And I had a lot of it this year. I haven't had it recently for a little while. Because a lot of the places that have it, it's like an older six-pack. Oh, we're getting older. I haven't seen a newer one for a while. But
there goes my theory about keeping fresh stock.
That it was a new beer, and it was strong every time I had it. So that's why I picked Revision IPA.
Hmm.
And I think that sort of covers the pours.
The pours.
Now it's 2017, Browse. Hope you enjoyed it. It was a great year for beer. And we'll start drinking for 2018. See what's going to be the story for 2018. Less buyouts or more buyouts, do you think?
18?
Yeah.
I'm going to go under.
Yeah, I would say under on buyouts. I think they're sort of done with buying. I mean, they're not done, but they're like...
I think the Wicked Weed really put a sour taste in people's mouth.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. I think that was an awakening. It's not the final straw, but it was an awakening.
Yeah. All that blowback.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Beers, look out for, man. Beer releases. Things are releasing. We kind of mentioned it earlier. The Alvarado Street and Modern Times collab. Wow. I mean, do collabs get much better than Alvarado Street and Modern Times?
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
They could do better than that.
I don't know, dude. Layers.
What about Alvarado and Field?
Layers.
I was just about to say that. Ooh. What if they did that?
Yeah.
Would that break the...
It would break beer.
It'd break everything.
Beer's broken. Sorry.
You can never get this.
It's called Layers. It's a double IPA. It's called Layers because of the flavor layers. It's got Galaxy, Vic Secret, and Enigma.
Does that flavor crystals too?
Yep. And I've already, my friend Aaron, who lives in, lives by there, lives in the Aptos, he's already had it, and he is just going nuts about it. So... this seems like something the San Diego listeners might be able to get if it's a collab with Modern Times. They could at least get it on tap, because it does seem like it's Alvarado Street tap room release, but maybe on our time, Modern Times would have to have some of it. So
do you think Modern Times is going to become the incubator for small breweries?
I don't know. Speaking of San Diego, Fall Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
Customized yellow Merc.
Oh,
it was something you guys are like. It's got a yellow mercury.
Yeah, but it sounds hazy on it.
Oh, does it? You're right, dude. You nail those hazy names. You're like, oh, it's a hazy
name. Every time I love a name, it's like, fuck, it's hazy.
Is it Merk? Merc?
Yep.
Yep, that's why.
Simcoe and Mosaic hops.
Nice.
Come on, man.
Okay.
But it's be hard to get.
Okie dokie.
Evil Twin Brewing. Everyone can get Evil Twin, right?
Everybody.
Lots of people can. I always felt closer to IPAs than I did people. That's the name of the beer.
The introvert's slogan of the year.
So that's exactly, seemed to call to me. It's a double IPA with Galaxy, Citra, Simcoe, Falconer's Flight.
Right. 7.5%. You got to do your voice. I feel closer to IPAs.
I always felt closer to IPAs than I did people.
There you go. That's the guy. That's the voice of that.
That's the guy. Beer. That guy. Green Flash Brewing. I haven't had a Green Flash to look out for in a long time. Remix.
Wow. Remix?
Coming out in 12-ounce cans of West Coast IPA with Cascade, Columbus, and Summit. Because it's got a light malt bill. It's a very clean, light malt bill, it says. So Huh. I'll try it, Green Flash.
Speaking of Green Flash, yes. Silva Brewing. I'm surprised they didn't make the list.
Ooh, Silva. Good pull. Silva's very close.
Silva Brewing.
I do recommend Silva to a lot of people.
And the thing I'll keep saying about Silva is he is original. Like, his beers are original.
Your beers are original, sir.
They don't taste like every other person's beer.
This is true.
They are something altogether different.
The OG.
So, Central Coast. Yeah, if you're in the Central Coast, if you think you're going to Firestone, go to Silva. I mean, you can go Firestone still too, but go to Silva.
You can do that.
Make sure.
Or Barrel House.
Barrel House is good too.
Just grab a burger and go to Silva.
So. Nick, are you continuing looking out for stuff? Matt, what are you looking out for? Pass it. No, pass. Too late, Matt. Pass. Too late, Nick.
Orderville. It's going to come out in 4 packs.
Ooh.
So Mosaic IPA. Looking for that.
Agreed.
And then I have to wait all the way till September to get Spaceways, which is a Hazy Nelson IPA.
Wow, that is a way looking out.
September to November. That's what I meant to say. And then the Alvarado Street one, which I think Mikey might.
Yeah.
Is a Salute Your Schwartz.
Oh.
Yes.
I saw that. I don't have it in my list. Okay. But yes, I'll look out for that too.
They're releasing a Schwartz beer and it's called Salute Your Schwartz, and it is and it has 100% mullet on the can. 100% mullet.
Yes. 100% mullet. Not just like partial mullet. That's
whatever the kid's name was, Stinky or Farts or I can't remember.
Stinky Farts.
Yeah, Stinky Farts.
Hey, Stinky.
Spudnik, whatever the kid's name was. Come on.
Well, I don't know his name, but I remember that mullet.
Yeah. Oh, it's the iconic mullet.
And then, yeah. There's the big guy. And then the girl.
And then from Alvarado Street, their Mai Tai Tropical IPA got a label refresh.
Oh.
Has a couple of flamingos on it again, and tropical stuff.
They're still making the same beer?
Yeah.
Thought they just never did that.
Well, they're doing it this time, so.
Looking out.
Put it in your glass and enjoy it.
Looking out for beers. Nick, are you looking out for beers?
Do I have to?
You don't have to do anything.
Okay. Exhibit A Brewing. What is this? I can't even read my own writing. Donka IPA? Donka Double IPA?
Dude, don't get that cheap Target notebook. Get a Moleskine, dude. You can read it.
Hey, now.
Quality paper.
Don't forget who started the Moleskine trend around here.
Yeah, no, you're right. When you're right, you're right.
Denko, double dry hopped IPA with Denko rye. And
what the fuck?
I don't know. It's totally labeled by. It's got a record with a needle, you know, the arm coming over on it. So Exhibit A Brewing. They are from Framingham, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, no, plus.
And another, now Weldworks is on my radar.
Oh.
They got a couple nice beers coming out. Weldworks Brewing.
Who could get us that?
Bourbon Barrels. Bourbon Barrel Aged Imperial Stout. Medianoche is one of them. And then they have the Aromatic Imperial Stout.
Aromatic Imperial Stout.
Coffee, maple, Imperial Stout by Weldworks with Peruvian coffee and maple.
They're good, no?
That's what I'm looking for.
That's what you're looking for. And that's what we're all looking out for. Keep looking out for beers for us, man. All Untapped, Untapped. We use the app Untapped sometimes.
Sometimes.
We try to do it. We try to do as much as we can, guys. I am Dorktown on there, or Mikey Topor. Nick is
the table.
Nick is the Nick 80, and Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. There was an Untapped update this week. I don't know what it was for, but my Untapped updated for some reason.
All right. I don't know
what happened.
Have you guys been through your friends list in a while?
Kind of.
I was going through mine looking for, you know, just going over end of the year stuff and seeing what I'd done and who's still out there. And
what did I do this year?
I've noticed there's a lot of the friends that stopped using Untapped a long time ago.
Oh, really?
And so I'm like, do I house clean? Do I get rid of these guys? And what if they come back and
realize
we're not friends anymore?
Don't get rid of them. Why, you know, why would you bother doing
no,
that?
No, it's no big deal, but it's just strange. I'm, you know,
so you're saying there's less.
Some have stopped using it since like 2013.
Wow.
Last check in.
Are they just over it?
Apparently.
Over it? Beer drinking? On Untapped anyway?
On Untapped anyway. Well, it just made me feel less terrible for not checking in as much this year.
Well, you're not the only one, but still, we're still using it.
Trying to. But then again, there's people you know who have had way more unique check-ins than what's actually on their profile.
Did they just like plateau and they're like, I'm good.
I did it all.
Yeah. But you know what's funny? Some have actually become brewers, and that's when they stop checking in. Now they just kind of maintain it. I think to see what other people are saying.
They'll do the brewer thing of not rating.
Right.
Just check in. That's how you suspect you're a brewer when you just check in, don't rate. Because you don't want to be that guy.
You don't want to be, yeah, you can't talk bad about other people.
Oh, yeah. Got to be careful.
Well, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Did you check in anything? What were you caught drinking?
I did. I actually had, not only did I have time to go drinking outside of my house, I had time to check in and have a get it.
Whoa, you had a get it?
I'm going to consider it a get it.
This week. By this year, we came up with the term get it.
Was that for this when, year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty sure.
We're awesome.
When two or more listeners of the Perfect Pour are hanging out, that's a get it. Call that a get it. As long as there's some sort of beer thing, craft beer showish related thing happening. If it's just like, if Nick and I are hanging out, like, building a patio or something, and we never talk about the Perfect Pour, that's not a get it.
That's not a get it.
We're just
building a patio.
Building some dude's patio because we're cool. We know how to build patios. I don't know how to build a patio.
Okay, I got you, bro.
Actually, I didn't. I built a really bad patio at my old house.
Still counts.
One that was, I was worried, like, how are the home inspectors going to pass this? And they did somehow.
Home inspector. that's so un-American.
So un-American. Don't inspect my home.
Oh, yeah.
But, my word.
Patios, bro. They're needed for drinking.
Yep. Patios are very, very important in Fresno.
I don't recall.
What were you drinking this week, dude?
Oh, so this is the slow season for my my trade.
Louis got problems.
Louis getting at it. So my trade, my industry, my money maker, it slows down this time of year. So I had a Friday off. So I went to visit one Mr. Steven Zach at his at his place.
Taproom update.
And we did some measurements, figured out a few issues we had down there.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, you hungry? I'm like, hell yeah.
Always.
Let's go to some Hot PK. I said, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
So we had lunch at Hot PK, and we walked. This is what you do when you're downtown. You walk places.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sounds cosmopolitan.
I know. We used crosswalks and buttons and...
wow.
We did some bum dodging and... so, we, yeah, had a good lunch. Met Jason Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Question mark?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bar manager at House of Pendragon.
Yep.
Hot PK, I mean, sorry. He gave us a tour of the upstairs. That so the upstairs is reserved for private events.
Okay.
And we got to go up there and take a look and see what was going on. Had a Singer Weiss, which is their Berliner Weiss, the traditional German Berliner Weiss. I like, that's my favorite beer from them right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And of course they have guest taps. So I had the Full Circles, Captain Save a Hop.
Wow. How's that? I've never had that.
Very good. I think you would like this. It's okay. A Mosaic pale ale.
Must be an Adrian beer.
Yeah, I think it is. And funny you should mention Adrian. So while we're hanging out, apparently that's the new place for all the industry to go to because we ran into Adrian there.
Yep.
Industry hangout.
And Randy from Delta Pacific.
Oh.
And 3/4 of my staff goes there too.
Yes.
Hot PK is the new industry hangout.
It is.
Town.
Like if I see somebody say, I'm going to go to lunch. And I still see their car in the parking lot. I know exactly where they went. They walked over to Hot PK.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Which I recommend it myself because they have, during lunchtime, they have rice bowls. So you can get rice pilaf, and then you could put kebab on top of it.
I'm listening.
So the beef kebab rice bowl is pretty fucking phenomenal.
Hmm.
Loads of veggies over rice pilaf. Mm.
You lost me. Loads of veggies. Nope.
Yeah. Load your veggies.
Well, it was asparagus,
nope.
Mushroom, bell pepper, onion, and
no.
Something else. But it was perfect for a rice bowl.
All right. I'll try it.
Or you could just get one that just has meat, bell pepper,
just give me onion. Meat.
No onion. Onion's stupid. Should
onions
be outlawed.
Are awesome.
Nope.
They should call those outlawed. Fit bowls.
Fit bowls. What else were you drinking, Nick?
So then, I didn't go out just once this week. I went out twice.
Whoa.
Week.
What? Whoa.
Break the bank, why don't you?
This was the wife's idea. She said, hey, you bored? I'm like, yeah. She's like,
yeah, I'm bored.
Tioga's having a Christmas thing tonight. You want to go? I'm like, F yeah, I want to go.
Oh, there's beer there, right?
And mm-hmm. So we went to try and have dinner at Joe's because I just had Hot PK. Joe's was closed, sadly.
Wow.
So we went to Cosmopolitan, and I had a celebration ale there. So right. Pro tip, they always have one rotating tap. Might be craft beer at Cosmos.
Might be craft beer.
And then we made our way over to Tioga Sequoia. Hmm. Where I had, thanks to the Bearded Brewer, I had the following beers. The Fresmo, Dark Lager, Rush Hour's Component Coffee Brewing Variant,
mm-hmm.
El Chorro.
Nice.
El Chorro.
Not to be confused with Chorro, which is apparently gives you the poops. I just learned this fact. My favorite dessert also shares a very similar name to Poopy Butt, as Scotty B would say. And, oh, Midnight Lightning. Just the straight-up Midnight Lightning. No barrel age, no mm-hmm. mocha.
Nah, you don't need that. No,
just regular mocha. From there, we went to Christmas Eve party. Had some... nice beers. Finally had Founders Canadian Breakfast Stout.
Oh.
That was actually enjoyable. It was not over maple.
So. Not over mapled. Good beer. Along with a few others, like a Hot Bullet and the Bruff from Revision. And a Haunted Stars from Haunted Times.
Hot Bullet. Check it and see.
Oh, boy. Got a bullet of a hundred
and three. Well, Bearded Brewer 87.
Yes.
What did you do this week, man? Give us some beers.
Ooh. Yeah, beat that.
Beat that.
His first beer is going to be
strong. Pretty strong week, Nick. Yeah,
watch him first
Good
beer.
Good luck, Matt.
Blow it away.
We had a Symmetric Orchestra, which was a sour from Modern Times.
See? Good Lord.
And God.
He's already coming at it.
God damn, that was sour. Wow. That thing would have made your butthole pucker up to about your elbow.
Wow.
Yeah. Libertine's like, dude. Hey, you know how sour this beer is?
And we had a Maverick from Libertine that night, and that was where I wanted to be as far as the sour game.
How did I forget to talk about that one? I brought that one.
Oh, you brought Maverick?
Maverick is my Libertine beer of the year.
But Modern Times knew how to... I think they had three different sour yeast involved in this beer, and it was fucking sour.
We heard you like sour, so we soured your sour.
Like double dry hop sour, double sour hop sour.
Double sour your sour.
And then I was digging around in the fridge, and I found a 2015 Jolly Roger, so I brought that, cracked one of that open, and that was good.
That was good.
That was sipping just all right.
The coffee mostly disappeared, but still really good.
It's okay. And then from, I was at Spokeasy the other day when, it was like a Saturday night. It was weird. out and about. And I had a double.
Saturday night, I think that makes it all right.
Oh,
no, wow. It's weird
for just me. Just as long as you don't go fighting.
No.
Friday night's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 007 from Faction. I always love it when their beers just kind of trickle into town.
Yes. And then.
Faction.
What that 007, what is that?
It's Idaho 7 IPA. Idaho 7's the hops. And then I was at Hop PK, so I enjoyed an unfiltered Lancelot. And I had the Amber Lager from Central Coast. That was on draft. And then also at the Christmas Eve party, I did enjoy 1225 17. Enjoy by it.
Is that good?
I matured enjoy by it. I do remember enjoying it.
Mm. It is good.
That got pretty highly rated, and I had never got to have it.
And then
we've all, you left Thanksgiving early.
I've had the light bar lager from Zach's. Well, at his house, he had a dry hopped version on draft.
Oh.
A Mosaic dry hopped light bar.
Whoa.
I think he called it a dry bar or something. Dry bar. It was good. And then probably
keep that around for when he opens.
Probably the highest rated beer. And it was a Christmas gift from Lauren Garza, the former World Market person. Mm-hmm. She gifted me.
Former.
She hasn't worked there for quite a while.
Oh, I knew that.
She's all ampersand now.
Oh, wow.
And, but she gifted me a Pliny.
Well, isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was a pretty good gift. It drank very well.
As they do.
And there, I think there was a beer for drinking in there somewhere. It happens.
Yay! Just a couple things I want to mention.
Oh, dude.
For Christmas, Sierra Nevada Pales.
Yeah.
I didn't have much of a choice when I got beer for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with a can't go wrong 12 pack of Sierra Nevada Pales. So I've been having that. And I went up to Southgate.
Nice.
Yeah, must be nice.
Yeah. Had the Dankopotamus.
That's the greatest name ever.
Oh, hoppy lager. Or is it a lager? Or, yeah. Oh, man. That's a good beer. That's one of the best beers I've had from Southgate. So, oof. I didn't remember to bring any growlers.
Nice.
And I have four Southgate growlers. Oh, shit. And I just was like, I can't freaking buy a fifth fucking growler right now.
Right.
So I'm just not going to get anything.
That's how you ended up with four.
Yep. But that's really all the of interest that I've been doing this week. I don't know what's going to be my New Year's beer.
Yeah, got to plan that one.
New Year's beer. What's your New Year's beer? Everyone got to figure that out. And that's coming. It's going to be 2018 the next time you hear us.
There will definitely be a parabola in there.
Oh, parabola's coming out New Year's. Is that when you put your high-end stuff? New Year's.
That's usually when we do it. Like anytime we've had an Eclipse 50-50 bottle or like the Pugachev's Cobra, anything waxed and barrel aged usually comes out.
Oh, New Year's.
Parabola.
All the wax bottles get broken out for New Year's.
What's the Deschutes barrel aged beer they do? Crap, why can't I think of the name of it?
Deschutes.
It's the brown label. Oh, man.
I
can't think of it.
Well, I forgot to mention, I did have a beer I would normally not have, but I was at Eureka Burger on Steel the Glass Night.
Nice. It was the brewery. I saw this. I was shocked by that. It was a
brewery. But I was just like all set on like I'm stealing the glass.
Yeah.
Well, buying the glass what I like to call it because it's always expensive. Whatever it is, I'm getting it. So I just asked her like, what's Steal the Glass? We got seated like way away from the board, so I couldn't see it.
Oh, you had to rely on.
Yeah. So I was like, what's the Steal the Glass? She's like, oh, it's the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, shit. Here we go. I guess I was the first person to order the Steal the Glass thing because it was the first time she had dealt with it. She's like, let me check on it.
Were you there 3 o'clock? What's going on here?
She was, yeah. Well, it was 5:30.
Okay.
And she asked Becky what she wanted, and she was like thinking about that, and she's like, let me find out about it for you, and I was like, just give it to me, like bring it to me, let me know what it is, I want to know what it's called, but just. Go ahead and bring it to me. I'll take it, whatever it is.
Yeah, you will.
And it came back like, oh, it's barrel aged beer. And Becky's like, no, I'm out.
Nice.
I'm like, yeah, bring it. And it's called So Happens It's Tuesday.
Uh huh.
It's a lot of alcohol. It's a 14.6.
How'd that work out for you?
It still tasted all right, but it was $13. $13 beer.
$1 per ABV.
But it was a nice glass. Here it is. Now I'm holding it. Here, this is the glass I bought for $13.50.
Yeah, no wonder it's at your end of the table.
Yeah. No, you're not getting this.
Yeah,
it'll take me about a week to break this glass. I'm sure.
There you go.
But that's a good. It's good beer. I just don't care about barrel aged stuff, so I'm just like,
thanks.
But it was a sipper.
Yeah,
I got to sip it throughout the whole meal.
Uh huh. How to pair with your burger?
Didn't have to buy another beer, so I guess that's something. So I just didn't want to miss that. Final cheers of the year.
Wow.
And cheers to a new golden god.
Oh my gosh, how Yuji do that?
Ashizawa is the newest golden god of the perfect pour. And you're like, what the hell is a golden god? These are the people that donate money to the show every month via Patreon, the website Patreon. They give us $5 or more every month. And we take that money and we use it to
keep the show on drugs.
Yep, that's all we do. We're like, woo, woo! Podcast listeners, give us this money,
hookers, and dog treats.
Yeah, so we use it to keep the show running smoothly. And for those people, they get the opportunity, if they so desire to get the rewards, they can hear the tailgate session every week and also early release of
We didn't open a beer?
The beer was just sitting there. Wow.
That's about right.
Yep.
It was just sitting there.
So cheers to all our golden gods. All is we really appreciate you.
Oh, don't worry, I took care of that.
Donating money to the show, man.
The Draconic barrel aged stout is gone. I don't know where it went.
There's links to this in the show notes. And whoa, really?
Yeah, there ain't nothing left. There ain't even a drop in this bottle.
Nick, you bad boy.
No idea what you guys are talking about.
You bad boy. Also, cheers to Chew Your Beer and Kelly, who's aka Who's Craft, because Mark underscore Barbs from Australia.
What?
He was like, hey, he was asking us, you know, what should I do in LA? Where should I go in LA? And, you know, I have, you know, we have opinions, but I was like, you know, we have plenty of LA listeners that can field this better than we can.
Right.
So, Fontana Jam and Chino Yacht Club maybe and Kelly and Chu all gave Mark all the things where he needed to go. So that was nice. So cheers to that, and cheers to everyone that listens to the show all this year. Thank you for all your support this year and subscribing to the show and talking about it with your friends is the best thing you can do for us. So really appreciate that. And Nick.
Cheers. Oh, just kidding.
Cheers, Nick.
Cheers to Bri Dio. These are all untappers. Bri Dio's Instagram, and then the rest are untapped. So Brew Barrister, Melissa Clark, and cheers to, I was going through my untapped friends earlier, just kind of seeing who's still around and who's kind of fallen by the wayside. Getting Dark Beer blog. I don't know if you guys follow him. He's got over 5,000 unique check-ins.
Well.
So somebody's still very active on Untapped.
Nice.
Yeah. Cheers to Drake's for having my favorite beer of the year. Cheers to all the local pubs, Pine and Palm, Tioga Sequoia, House of Pendragon, Full Circle, and hopefully...
All those guys over there on the east side of town that we never see or mention.
Like Tac Ops.
Tac Ops and
Zone 9. Who else is out there?
I guess that's it.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do more Clovis drinking. Just
yeah,
we'll see. I feel bad because there's BC's is still doing good things. And,
oh, yeah, BC's has some great
Colton's
nights.
Social House is still going. Yeah, they've made the Fresno bubble for new restaurants.
Mm-hmm. But it's just like, it's
way out there.
Sorry.
Looking forward to having beers in movie theaters. I don't go to movies often, so.
Yeah. So right now we're having this Chew Your Beer donated beer from Novo Brazil brewing the Tapuena. Can't tell if these are U's or V's. Tapuena. I'm going to say Tapuena. No, it's a double IPA. What do you guys think of this, man?
I don't know. I'm still drinking the drinks.
It's malty.
That's pretty good.
Different. It's drinkable.
Different.
That's not bad. That'd be great with pizza.
Oh. Tapping as a pizza beer.
And pizza now beer. I want pizza.
You're welcome.
Matt, cheersing.
Just cheers to everybody that's been a part of the show or taking the time to listen to us, be on the show, look out for us, say hi, say everything. Just cheers to everybody. Mm-hmm. They've made the show possible. They've made the show fun.
But it's fun. Yeah, we still have a little bit of stickers left from this round of stickers. So look in the show notes for the P.O. Box address. Show notes are on preparepod.com or in your podcast listening app. Usually you can see it down there.
Yeah. Scroll to the bottom. Carly Boulier.
Yeah, Carly. Oh, this is one of my more favorite things. Cheers to UG for want some stickers. We got him some stickers, but Carly wrote or requested some stickers.
Okay.
And this is what she wrote. My husband Bobby thought I was such a loser for listening to podcasts before he listened to The Perfect Pour. Now he listens every week. Wish there were more beers in Washington that you drink on the show.
Ooh.
So that's something I think about a lot is like we talk about a lot of stuff that somebody outside of California.
Give us some names.
What the hell are you talking about?
Give us some names to look out for so we could find these beers.
We're always hunting for them, but island living can limit this. They live like on an island up in northern Washington, kind of west of Bellingham, if you know where Bellingham is.
Oh, totally.
It's nearish the Canadian border up there, north of Seattle. Please send stickers for his stocking. Thanks, Carly. Well, yay. Keep up the good work, guys.
Yes.
And then their daughter, they have a toddler, did like some crayon drawing us there.
That needs to go up on the wall.
Yeah. That's I showed producer Becky. I had my daughter, she's a big doodler, and I had her make a doodle. I just told her, make a beer related doodle because she always and she like in 2 minutes wrote just doodled up this like beer glass and did this beer doodle to send back to her. So I just having somebody want stickers for their husband in their stocking just surprise them.
That's amazing.
That made my day. So that was pretty rad. So
nice.
I'm glad you brought that up. Cheers to Carly.
Was it S-T-O or S-T-A?
S-T-O.
Oh, the stalking.
Oh.
Stalking?
Both. Stalk? Was it stalking or stalking?
Just making a joke. Just laugh.
I'm hung by
laugh
the chimney.
Laugh at it,
with
Nick.
Care.
Don't try to think about it. You're hung by the chimney with care?
Yep. In hopes that I will show up.
I bet you are. I'll bet you are.
Reds based.
Hey! Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour, guys. We really appreciate it. Have fun. Be safe.
Or do we?
Check your dates and 2018.
Yeah. Woo! Don't come back until 2018.
We'll see you next year, guys.
Ha ha ha.